OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we transition now from the NCF into our personal connection segment of the show, we're going to do it with some BAM as Emeril Lagasse is about to join us. And this portion of the program is sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
When you travel, things can happen that none of us may expect. In today's world, travel insurance is important for a successful trip. Yes, it covers missed or canceled flights, but it also covers a lot more. Don't take chances or put your investment or well-being at risk. Just visit TravelGuard.com/Carry before you travel.
Packing a Travel Guard insurance plan is simply a smart thing to do, folks. It covers so many things that could impact your travels, including lost or delayed baggage, medical expenses and evacuations, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, flight and hotel rebookings, roadside assistance, prescription replacement, lost or delayed baggage. Having someone available to you 24/7 and more, it's worth it, folks. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry. It's what we do. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
In the past, we've had Emeril Lagasse join us for our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. But with Robert and I departing for Portugal immediately following today's live broadcast, and with two big Let's Go America tour events and live remotes ahead in Lisbon and Porto, we've asked Emeril to catch up a little bit, but also to join us to talk Portugal, a country that's part of who he is and where he's just returned from. So off to that show hotline we go for today's personal connection.
Emeril, nice to have you aboard with Mary and me again today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you very much, Robert, Mary. I'm so delighted to be back on your show. What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. As soon as today's show is over, Mary and I are off to Portugal. All next week, it's the big Let's Go America Tour in Lisbon. Then the following week, it's the Let's Go America Tour Porto, Douro River Cruise. I know you've just returned from Portugal, so I want to talk about, you know, what you experienced this trip and, you know, what it is that you hope everyone listening right now across the country can go enjoy in the country that I know is so near and dear to you.
Well, I tell you what, Portugal is a very special place, very special people, great culture, and with that said, with great people and great culture, that produces great food. And I just returned, I just spent a couple of weeks in Lisbon, half with some colleagues and then half with my culinary team, including EJ, my son, and some of our chefs, doing a lot of research and development for a new project that we're working on. And current things that we're constantly doing because, you know, even though we're in New Orleans in a New Orleans restaurant for 33 years, we still meld a lot of Portuguese cuisine and ingredients and techniques into what we're doing. So we're having a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, if you've never been to Lisbon, folks, put it on the top of your list because it is just an incredible, incredible city, not only with beauty and culture, like I said, but amazing people and amazing food. So put it on your list for sure.
All right, well, we can't
wait. And I'm so glad, Robert and Mary, that you're going, and Porto is another one of my favorites.
Yeah, we can't wait. I'm glad we're going to be there for 2 weeks to really
immerse. Should
have
brought Emeril.
Yeah, yeah. So next time, Emeril, we'll do it with you. So, Emeril, last time we spoke during the pandemic, you were spending a lot of time at your restaurant in Miramar Beach, Emeril's Coastal. So I'm curious now to know a little bit about how Meryl's doing in NOLA, your Las Vegas restaurants, Destin, Florida. Would you say they're back or kind of still working their way back?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think Las Vegas is back for sure. The team there is doing an amazing job. New Orleans, you know, beside the time of the year that it is right now, because it kind of tends to slow down during the hot season, during July and August. But we have a project that we're working on, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But overall, doing well. We have really reformatted Emeril's since we reopened Emeril's. Mm-hmm. And now EJ has been come back after studying abroad and working in some fabulous places with some fabulous chefs. He's now the chef patron at Emeril's, the flagship. 33 years,
oh,
by the
wow.
way, guys. And basically, Miramar Beach is doing fine. We're right in the middle of the season. That seems to be the place that we're, the whole area, that we're struggling the most with, still with labor.
Yeah. With labor, yeah.
Well, you see that across all
hotels,
hospitalities,
yeah.
airlines, and so forth.
Yeah.
So, all right. So we mentioned EJ, you know, so we Emeril, you and I, we share also a bit of an Italian heritage. I know we, and where I want to go with this is you and I think, can connect on being proud dads. And specifically, you know, our son RJ started doing the Open Road segment on this show during the pandemic when we broadened the program. Uh-huh. He's got such a passion for all things automotive. He's pursuing that career as we speak beyond what he just does on this show regularly. Your son, EJ, grew up around your career with food as a major role in his life. Now we know that he, you know, he's working there in New Orleans at the flagship restaurant Emeril's, where you frankly invited us to dine at your table when we were there in the kitchen a few years ago. So talk with us about your son, his desire to pursue this culinary career, and what it means to you.
Well, being a young man, he has a lot of great training. Besides growing up with me in the restaurant business, one of the things when he expressed a real, real desire to be a chef was that, you know, he had to leave the nest and he had to go and study with some other people. He did that. He did two summers with Eric Repair at La Bernardin, a little jaunt with Danielle at Danielle and Cafe Boulou, then went to culinary school at Johnson & Wales, you know, where I also went. And then he moved to London, and he worked at Core for Claire Smith, which was a fabulous experience, some other places in London. He managed to get a week or two in Lisbon with Henrique. Henrique, who's a fabulous chef. And then the folks at Core were so just intrigued with EJ that they arranged for him to work at Franzen in Sweden. And so that sort of rounded out where he was when he was abroad. And then it was like, okay, EJ, it's time to come back. And now he's really developed as the chef patron of the flagship, and has really taken over the restaurant and has put together an amazing team, his team, which is just fabulous, both in the front of the house and the back of the house. And I couldn't be more excited. We have two more services tonight and tomorrow. And you know how Saturdays are. And basically, while you guys are on the plane and getting ready to go to Lisbon, or Madrid, I should say, and then Lisbon, just think of me during service with EJ.
As we crank
it out.
I would love to see you someday, Emeril, working with your son in the kitchen, and I'm really excited to hear this.
But good for him that he's putting his own stamp on it as well.
Yeah, EJ. And excited to see where EJ goes with this. So, Emeril, I want to talk a little bit about your foundation. A little over 20 years ago, you and your wife created the Emeril Lagasse Foundation with the ambition to give back and to help mentor and inspire young people to flourish in culinary, nutrition, and the arts. I've seen some numbers say that you've granted over $20 million through the foundation over the years. That's a lot of money. Where do you think it's had the biggest impact since you started it?
Well, I think the biggest impact, obviously, has been New Orleans, but we're in other cities besides New Orleans now. And I think what's really impacting is this new legacy program that we've started called Emeril's Teaching Kitchen and Gardens, where we go into a school. It could be at a Navy base. It could be in a very distraught area somewhere in the city. We form a school, and then we also form a major garden, and children learn to really soil to table really, really is. And it's amazing to me when we first, our first one that we did here in New Orleans, to see the reaction of not only the children, but to see the reaction of the parents of really what a merloton was or what an eggplant really was and tastes like. And it's really a fantastic project that we're working on. The bottom line, Mary, is that the foundation is all about children. It's all about mentoring children, and mostly from a culinary perspective. And we're in, like I said, many other cities now, and the Gulf Coast, South Florida, Las Vegas, California, and it keeps growing, Texas, as it keeps growing.
You know, we have a minute left with you, so before, I'm not going to get too deep into anything, but what I am going to ask you is this. So when Emeril Lagasse's got some downtime, if it's not Portugal, where is it that you, your wife, maybe family, where do you like to go that just your getaway place?
Well, we love Europe. We're big fans of, not only of Lisbon, but we're also big fans of London. But, you know, we're very fortunate because between living in New Orleans and living in the Gulf Coast in Miramar Beach, We're blessed by the water, by the ocean. So we spend a lot of time by the water.
Well, and by the way, Mary and I can 100% appreciate, because the water speaks to the both of us.
Yes.
It's funny. Whenever we go somewhere, we always find water near us.
It's, you know, well, it goes
nothing wrong
with
the mountains
too.
Or any of that as well, but it's just water. It's always water for us, islands, whatever it may be. Mm. Emerald, listen, always nice to catch up with you. I know we've got some other things we're going to talk about in the future. I'm so happy you had a good trip over to Lisbon. We are looking forward to two weeks.
You have your restaurant list?
We have some. Off air, Emerald. Off air, we'll do that.
We may have to chat with you for a local haunt, please.
We'll do that. But thank you so much. Nice to connect with you. And look forward to doing it again sometime soon.
Have a great trip.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Congratulations with EJ.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself.
Have fun. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
All right, Mary, Emeril Lagasse. Now we got
to talk to him all day.
Well, he's waving on hold. We got to get some of those restaurant recommendations.
Yes, we do.
So we're going to leave it there right now, folks, as we go get some restaurant reservations. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in the bottom of the hour break, listener emails, museum gallery, they're still coming your way today. But up next, your ability to circumnavigate the planet will be the focus. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.